Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey, and you're listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland in studio as well for the very last episode of the Earshot 20 for 2014. Woo! That was a lot of excitement over still 2 hours of a program that's left. But anyway, I'm excited. It's going to be a nice break, but it lets us prepare because, you know, we bring you a big show when we do the top 20 of 2014. So we need to prepare for that.
That'd be awesome.
We still have a full show for you to bring you today, and that includes the top 20. We have lots of guests on the show. James Keast fills in for Stephen Karlik this week as well. And I must say, he does a bang-up job. I feel like he probably did radio or something like that in his past life because he's just so smooth.
Good team at Exclaim over there.
Great team.
Awesome
great
to be
team.
Part of the show. And so many interviews. We couldn't make people wait till 2015, so we just crammed it full.
It's ridiculous. It would be ridiculous to make them wait, and so that's what we did. We jammed the show up, but that's good for you. You're going to hear from a lot of great artists coming up in the next 2 hours of the program. And of course, this is the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website, you might ask? Well, Brian will let you know what you'll find.
You'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. And every single week, you'll find the national top 50 there for the week ending on a specific Tuesday this week, December the 16th, 2014. You can also find specialty charts and top 30s for all kinds of local stations as well. And that includes many of our fine airing partners. And for genres such as hip-hop, folk, international, jazz, loud, all kinds of other fine genres of music, everything you could possibly be looking for, and also many fine features, interviews, reviews, and much more. And it is nearing the end of the year there as well. All kinds of new and year-end recap articles will be up very shortly.
And of course, you can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, we are happy to do that for you. As I said, we're doing it in this program over the next 2 hours. 3 interviews to bring you. We'll talk with James Keast from Exclaim Magazine. We have the top 20. Brian's got the lowdown. It is so full. Picture this show as if you just ate turkey dinner at Christmas. You had the stuffing, you had the cranberries, and maybe if you don't eat turkey, you had ham or you had something, and it's just, you're so full, and now we're offering you the pie. That's how full the show is. So I don't think we should wait.
That analogy was awfully confusing.
Why?
Turkey
dinner? I don't know. I'll come up with something else then at the break.
I feel like this show is the dinner. But you're saying it's dessert.
Because it's so full that
you're already full.
Yeah, everything I just told them, they're going to hear. They're like, oh my God, and now I have to eat the pie. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, we'll kick things off with number 20. We'll go from there. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up first.
I never walk away from a fine pie.
Neither do I.
You're going to hear from the new Pornographers at number 20. Down from number 11 this week is Brill Bruisers. And one of my favorites from that record is Dance Hall Domine. You're going to hear that one. At number 19, down a few spots from 14 is Frazee Ford with her new record, Indian Ocean. You're going to hear September Fields and King Tuffer back into the show. We have them returning as well as 3 new records to bring you over the next 2 hours. And at number 18 for number 22 is King Tuff's Black Moon Spell. You're going to hear Radiation.
Here's your number 20 this week. It's the new Pornographer. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
They love you with the lights on, turn them on, look
Welcome to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Shot 20. Number 18.
Summer's gonna come up.
was Radiation by King Tuff at number 18. Up from number 22 is their latest Black Moon Spell. At number 19, down a few spots from 14, was Frazee Ford from Indian Ocean. You heard the lead track, September Fields, and Dance Hall Dominate, kicking off the show this week from the new Pornographers, Brill Bruisers, at number 20, down from number 11.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You've been hanging out with us for the entire year, and this is our last episode of 2014 before we take a little hiatus and come back in 2015. We have one more show to bring you, and of course that means one more segment of music news to bring you. James Keese joins us. He's the editor-in-chief of Exclaim. Stephen is off this week, but James, it's really great to have you on the program with us.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to kick things off with a story about D'Angelo. He's putting a rush on a release that he had been planning to put out.
You know, there was a lot of talk that there just might not ever be a new D'Angelo record. There have been rumors for a number of years that he had recorded a number of things that never surfaced. And so it was quite a surprise last week when all of a sudden, literally that day, it was announced that not only was there a new D'Angelo record, but that it was out this weekend. And it came out that this was not even the plan. The new album called Black Messiah was supposed to be scheduled and properly promoted for early next year. And when racial politics in the U.S. exploded in the last couple of weeks, D'Angelo apparently got in touch with the record label and said, we need to put this out right now. And after a couple of weeks of intense work, not only was it released digitally, which is how most surprise albums have come out, it was actually in stores this week. So quite an intense accomplishment on D'Angelo's part, and just on the music level, the new record is spectacular.
Big news for D'Angelo fans, and of course, with something like this, if you need that last-minute gift for a music lover in your life, it's an opportunity for you to go out and get the album.
Yeah, the vinyl won't be ready until the new year, and I guess they rushed it so fast that there's no lyric sheet available on the CD, but the lyrics will be included in the vinyl, and you can pre-order that now if you're a vinyl nerd.
All right, we've got another story to bring you, and that is YG addressing Grammy snub issues.
Yeah, YG was not happy that his acclaimed new record, My Crazy Life, produced by 2014's hottest hip-hop producer, DJ Mustard, was ignored by the Grammys. He did not get a Grammy nomination, despite the fact that that Iggy Azalea did. It's an excellent record. Exclaim named it the sixth best hip-hop record of the year, and according to YG, he thinks it's a stone-cold classic. He's reassuring himself, though, just by the fact that the Grammys also ignored, you know, artists like Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg early in their career, so he's just going to put himself into that category to make himself feel better about the Grammys not giving him any love. He's also just, you know, in the news in general, he dropped a new project this week called Blame It on the Streets. Def Jam is putting this out as a 30-minute short film and also an EP that contains six new tracks and three remixes as well. So if you're a YG fan, you've been wearing out your copy of My Crazy Life, you can help him get over the Grammy snub by going and checking out his new stuff.
Feel really bad for him, but if he's keeping high spirits by putting himself in the likes of Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg, then I think he'll make out okay.
You got to do what you can do.
And one more story before we get back to the charts in this hour of the program. You got some news about Lou Reed, Joan Jett, and Green Day.
Those are the three big names that have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week. The nominees were announced back in October. I guess it's similar to baseball, where among the voters you have to have a certain percentage of votes in order to get in. And yeah, Green Day, Lou Reed, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts joined Stevie Ray Vaughan, Bill Withers, and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band as this year's inductees. And that meant that some pretty prominent artists who were nominated didn't make the cut. The Smiths, Nine Inch Nails, NWA, and Kraftwerk, all nominated, not considered worthy this year for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, the fact that it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame might be a clue for something like Kraftwerk. I don't know how you can ignore the Smiths.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, some of the names that you've thrown out there. But who knows? They may get their dues in a few years. But interesting to see that some of those artists that you mentioned, Green Day, Lou Reed, congratulations to them for being inducted for sure.
I don't want to be the person that calls Morrissey and tells him he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, I don't think anybody really wants that job. The guy who probably had to do it, or girl that had to do it, probably didn't like it.
Not so much.
All right, James, we're going to get you to hang on the line. We'll be back with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, we're going to get back to the charts. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Energy Slime with Bustin' Up. Their debut is entitled New Dimensional. It's a number 17 up from number 19. And a new one into the show at 16 up from 27 is the latest from Deerhoof, La Isla Bonita. You're going to hear Big House Waltz.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
Candy and cake.
That was Big House Waltz by Deerhoof from their latest La Isla Bonita at number 16 up from 27. And for that at number 17 up from 19 was Energy Slime from New Dimensional. You heard Bustin' Up.
It's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com and having a blast doing it. We're taking a break right now from the charts. We normally encourage you, if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you. We want to chat a little bit about what you're working on, play something from your latest release. We're doing that right now. Dawn Pemberton is born and raised in Vancouver, and she has recently released her debut album, Say Something, and she joins us on the line right now. Dawn, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey! Happy to be with you.
You've been working around the music scene for quite a few years. What made you decide to jump into the studio and put out this album?
Well, there was a combination of a couple things. One, I felt like I really wanted to have a crack at putting my own project together. And, you know, I had lots of songs that were waiting to be shared. And also just the timing is right because I got a grant. It just seemed like it had to happen.
And pardon the pun here, but is there something behind the title, Say Something?
I love a good pun. don't be shy. There is something. So basically, it was just, you know, kind of like I was saying, you know, I had tons of stuff that I was working on. And, you know, in Vancouver, I work with a lot of different projects and a lot of different musicians and singers. And I just, they were all reflections of me, and I loved what I was doing, but I just felt like something, was missing. And that was just, like, my true self, you know, kind of all of me in one spot.
And you've got kind of a funk and soul sort of vibe to this. What do you think is the state of funk and soul in Canada right now?
It's really interesting. I feel like, you know, sometimes I think like, oh, it's not that it's dead, but it's like hibernating a little bit. But then sometimes I'm really impressed when I, you know, check out things online, and it's like, you know what, there's a lot happening, but it's very underground, and it's still, you know, it's not the norm, and it's usually only in bigger city centers. So, you know, Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto, but it's there, it's laying in wait, ready to strike again.
And tell us a little bit about the recording process for the album. How did you record, and what was the kind of process behind it?
Cool. Yeah, the process was really fun. We were kind of going for a live off floor feeling. So instead of traditionally like layering one instrument at a time and just doing bed tracks, we kind of did the rhythm section in one room and me singing, and just kind of, you know, we're able to create music in maybe a more organic way. And so songs maybe morphed a little bit, or, you know, arrangements got changed a little bit, and I think it made it a little bit more exciting. Genuinely for everyone playing, and also just kind of there's more of a vibrancy that is a little bit more tangible when listening to it.
Now, this one's always a tough question, but do you have a favorite song on the album, one that you really enjoyed recording, and perhaps that's the one that we can play for everyone?
Sure. Oh, man, that's like, you never ask parents who their favorite child is, but I really... Oh, it's so hard. I love Say Something. Not because it's just the title track, but it's just kind of, it's really groovy, and there's a ripping guitar solo, and it kind of meshes, you know, all of my favorite music styles together. And it's a really, like, slow-burning anthem.
DawnPemberton.ca, that's DawnPemberton.ca, where you can find more information about this great Canadian artist, and we're going to play the title track, Say Something, right now. Dawn, thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck with the album and the future.
Thank you. All the best to you, too. It's great to chat.
Here it is right now, Say Something, on the Earshot 20. Stick around. There's more on the way.
Earshot 20. Thank you.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
I got
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Was Dives from Always and their self-titled debut. Back into the show after being away for a while last week at number 18. This week at number 14, you heard a track called Dives. And before that, you heard from Spoon River, a new one to the show at number 15. Up from 35 is the new Sun Ah Hotel and In the Parking Lots of the Swamp Museum. And we also heard from Dawn Pemberton with Say Something, the title track from her latest record.
A few more tracks before we round out the first 10 of the top 20, and we will get to those momentarily. But first, we are heading back to the phone line to chat with Mike Humble from New Brunswick's Eclectic Earthbound Trio. They are fresh off a tour in Ontario and have big plans for 2015 as well. Mike, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you guys have had a pretty big year, and I'd like to say a belated, congratulations on your win at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival for taking home the $2,500 grand prize in the Galaxy Rising Star competition. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really good, and thank you very much.
What was it like to win that, and what's been happening with the band since the win?
It's a crazy thing to be in a competition for music. None of us had ever done it before. And, you know, kind of awards over sports kind of mentality. But, you know, you could really saw this as a way to further our career and went after it. And you know, we decided we were going to win it, and we won it. So it was cool to put our collective minds to something and get the support from our friends and fans and strangers. And it was a really good opportunity for sure. And glad we did it.
And as part of that, exciting news for fans now, new and old, that you will be releasing a full length in 2015. Where are you in that process?
Well, the songs are written. Pretty much 9 of 10 are written. We're kind of on a little break right now. Dwayne, our guitar player, just had a baby yesterday, or his wife just had a baby.
Well, that's so exciting. Congratulations to him.
That's doing exciting. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They've got a healthy little baby boy, so So we're going to take some time off, obviously, for him to be with his family. And then, yeah, by this winter, we'll be in the studio knocking them out. Last one we got done pretty much in a weekend. So we're hoping to take a little bit longer on this one. But once we get in the studio and get everything set up, the songs will come out pretty quick. There's been some of them that we've been playing for 2 years now, so it'll just be nice to get them recorded, and then we can, you know, then you kind of feel like you can move on from those songs a little bit.
And I'm interested to understand what the process is. Is it a collective process, or do one of you write the songs and bring them to the group, and then you kind of add a little bit to it, or do you do it all as a collective for each of the songs that you're playing?
Dwayne definitely writes the songs. He's the songwriting machine of the band, and he'll bring the ideas to us, and then me and Bob get the rhythm and usually change it up a little bit, and then add the bridge or add the intro, outro, add stops and stuff like that. But Dwayne definitely does the meat and potatoes, and I don't see any reason why we should switch what works. He's a great songwriter and writes about good things, and he actually just got a creation grant from the province of New Brunswick, I do believe. I could be wrong on that. But for right now, I'm going to take some time off work and just focus on writing. That'll really kickstart his engines as well, which is pretty awesome.
That is awesome indeed. And I'm also intrigued, outside of music, I was intrigued as well as entertained by the idea that you're attempting a veggie oil conversion on your band Van. What does this mean, and what's the status on that?
Well, right now we've actually found a restaurant. The details haven't been finalized, so I don't want to give too much away, but a restaurant is going to partner up with us, and our van is going to be powered by this restaurant, so they're going to help us with the upfront money to get the initial conversion over, and then once we get it over, you know, the gas money we'll save driving around will add up really quickly, so we'll be able to pay it back, and then we'll be powered by the local pub, so it's pretty cool. It's a way just for us, you know, just to be as green as possible. And, you know, we do drive around a lot. And, you know, it's kind of the nature of the beast. If you want to be a touring band, successful band, you kind of got to. But this will be a way for us to stop paying so much, for one, and stop supporting a system we don't really believe in. So this is just showing people there's another way.
And it's extremely interesting, and I can only imagine the money that you'll save in gas could also help take you further in terms of where you want to tour and where you want to head.
Exactly. And then it becomes a new problem, because you either got to take enough filtered veggie oil with you, or you have to find lineup spaces along the way, which those networks do exist. It's just finding ways to tap into them and having it set up so we don't run out somewhere. But even if we run out, then we just fill it up with regular diesel. So
Eating a lot of French fries or something on the way then is...
Yeah.
Well, earthboundtrio.com on the net for these guys, and some of their music is coming your way right now. Mike, thanks for dropping us a line, and best of luck in 2015.
Oh, thank you very much. Cheers.
Here is Earthbound Trio. Stick around. There is more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Rise up again. Meet me there when the sun goes down. They've taken us for granted, taking the food from our families. We have lost our connection with the whole. The
where my family grows the food to eat. So is now stained with blood. We'll take it back. We'll take it back someday. Yeah. Someday. Sinking like a stone. Tears of
Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 12.
Well, I've been drinking ever since you tore my heart in two. Since I left, stepped out, well, sadness crept in. I prayed to keep me in tune. Well, I hope.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called White Light by Century Palm. Down one spot this week is their debut EP on Mammoth Cave. At number 12, down from number 8 was Elliot Brood. Their latest is called Work and Love, and you heard Nothing Left. And starting off that set of tunes was Patmos by Close Talker. At number 13, all the way up for number 45 is their new record Flux. And actually, sort of starting off that set was Earthbound Trio. Not on the charts, but had a nice chat with them this week, and you heard a track called Sinking Like a Stone.
Yeah, big thanks to Mike Humble and Don Pemberton in this hour of the program for touching base with us and letting us know what's going on with them. And of course, that rounds out the first 10 of the top 20. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. We count down the national top 20 records charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. This show is recorded and broadcast from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, and then is sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for carrying this program. You might also be listening to us on radioforall.net. If you're downloading the program, that's radio4all.net, or you're podcasting the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have more great interviews, more music news, the lowdown, and the top 10 to bring you. More pie is on the way. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.